about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. Howard writes, Dr. Dahlia, we look weak. We are observing September 11th as well as the one-year anniversary of Benghazi, and with the Syria deadline, we look weak. What do you think? I know it's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating. We're observing September 11th, 12-year anniversary of one of the most horrific attacks on our soil. We should be observing it to the degree that we do, just like with Pearl Harbor, et cetera. I mean, these are things that have marred our history. And we hopefully unite us all remind people that this is something that we aren't going to let happen again. And for those of you who have lost any loved ones in any of the attacks that have ever happened on our soil, or anybody that's ever incurred any loss in our military, firefighters, first responders, etc., I mean, our hearts are out with you, the families. It's a very sad, somber day today. But it's been 1 year since Benghazi. No arrests have been made. Nobody's accountable. Not sure where we're going with this. I think Hillary Clinton is supposed to be getting a lifetime achievement award. Okay. I mean, there's still a lot of question over what her role was with this. It is embarrassing. I mean, you know, we gave a red line to Syria. Now we're holding off. Not that I'm saying we need to jump in, but I think we have a huge image problem right now. And not that, you know, many people, you know, will look at image and, you know, publicists and publicity and think it's a very, very small part of more important things. But no, it's actually extremely, extremely crucial. And this is a very vulnerable time for us. September 11th, a very vulnerable day in our history. For us to have the Benghazi attacks on the same day, right, that the, we were celebrating, not we're celebrating or observing the 11th anniversary of September 11th attacks. Why is our guard down? I agree. I mean, unfortunately, now, you know, we don't want people to think we're weak. I mean, I think we are stronger since September 11th. I think we are very wary. Of course, there's a lot of internal strife, you know, of how we should approach, how our TSA should approach people. Should they profile? Should they not profile? And as we have this disconcertedness, as we have these debates, one, yes, we're showing our Democratic arm, but then on the other end, we don't appear to look like we act fast or we act quickly or it's been a whole year, right, since Benghazi. What have we done? I mean, maybe there's some behind the scenes that we don't know about. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm very proud of our country. I will be proud of our country. But I am concerned of some of the image issues that we're having right now. Still don't understand why, you know, Obama gave a red line and then really isn't acting on it. Should he have never given the red line? You know, there's still debate. Do we go in and protect people that can't protect themselves in Syria? Or do we let Syria handle this and we don't involve our troops? It's a debate that's going to be yet to come. And it's probably a debate that's still going to go on. Does the time we're taking, right, psychologically, you know, to other people looking at us, does the time it takes that we're doing, you know, going back and forth, does that make us look weak? It makes it look like we don't have our act together. It does. Okay? You know, I don't want people thinking that we're going in rashly, right? You know, people thought, you know, Ronald Reagan was wearing a cowboy hat. Was a cowboy, right? You know, and didn't mind using his guns, which, by the way, I thought was pretty admirable. I mean, Ronald Reagan being a cowboy is, to me, you know, a huge compliment. I don't know why people thought a cowboy was an insult. To me, it was a huge compliment. I dig cowboys. But, should we in the future already know where we're going? Okay? So, for example, if we, let's say, God forbid, get attacked tomorrow, don't we already have pre-plans? Don't we already have situations already formulated where all we need to do is put the finishing touches on decisions? Now, I understand the Syrian chemical weapon thing was only an issue in what, the last, wasn't it a year or two they knew about the chemical gas or the chemical weapons? I don't know, sarin gas? I don't know. I mean, you'd think they would have had enough notice. I mean, how I look at it, you know, and I look at, you know, what happened in Israel's history, et cetera, you know, and what appeared to happen in America's history is you strike us, we strike back. I mean, we hit Al-Qaeda, I mean, immediately after September 11th. We didn't mess around. Now, true, we probably were more unified back then. But the lack of unity is also an embarrassment. Some of you blame Republicans, some of you blame Democrats. But whatever is going on right now in Washington is kind of embarrassing. Okay, now, should, at the risk of embarrassment, we let Obama just jump on in there and do what he wants? As far as I'm concerned, Obama's image has already been marred, so I'm not really worried about his image right now. All right, and we want to make sure we have somebody who actually knows what they're doing. Unfortunately, our commander-in-chief has never had any military experience, you know, which I think should be a requirement. I love the idea of our president having military experience. Why the heck not? You know, I mean, never really understood, you know, that you could go to college, become a community leader, and if you're popular enough, you win. I mean, you know, being president shouldn't be a popularity contest. You should earn being president. Being president of this amazing country should be something that you earn. So, unfortunately, we don't have the most experienced individual as our commander-in-chief. And I'm not saying that as an insult. If I ran for president, I would be inexperienced also. I would not be an experienced commander-in-chief. I could say that about myself, okay? This is not the slight against President Obama. He is not experienced with the military. He's not. Now, he's had experience in the White House and listening to the Pentagon, mind you, okay? But somebody inexperienced making a rash decision, I don't think is the right way to go either. So right now, as we look like we're hemming and hawing and still debating, yeah, I think it's not producing the best image. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. You know, as we are observing September 11th, we look back at, that day's events. Many of us remember it. It's ingrained in our memory, just like, you know, the day Ronald Reagan was shot, where we were when JFK was assassinated. You know, many of us have memories of these, of, you know, what happened. Some of you remember landing on the moon, et cetera. And, we have here from wanttoknow.info a timeline of what happened that day. Just to quickly kind of go through, for those of us that, are, as 12 years have gone by, things start to get a little fuzzy. What had happened is at 8:20 a.m. Eastern time that day, I was on West Coast, so this is while I was still asleep, air traffic controllers suspected that Flight 11 had been hijacked. Now, we talked about in the first hour how a couple people were supposed to be on that plane, like Seth MacFarlane from Family Guy. He was supposed to be on that plane. Mark Wahlberg, his co-star in Ted, Mark Wahlberg was supposed to be on that plane. So different circumstances caused them to take different trips elsewhere or different flights, and they weren't on that flight. 8:20, the air traffic controller suspected Flight 11 had been hijacked. By 8:40, NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, is notified of the hijacking. Not sure about the 20-minute delay. Maybe that's usual, customer, maybe it's not. 8:46 a.m., Flight 11 crashes into the World Trade Center North Tower. This was approximately 26 minutes after controllers lost contact of the plane. President Bush at the time was in a classroom talking to kids. And he was, there wasn't any, from what I understand, live coverage of the first plane crash. Maybe certain tourists taking pictures. So maybe we have some amateur type photos, but from what I understand, no official live coverage of the first plane crash. Okay. At 8:52. Okay. So 32 minutes into this, two F-15s take off from Otis Air Force Base. All right. This is, I guess, according to Washington Post, from 9/15/2011. They go after Flight 175. Major General Paul Weaver, Director of the Air National Guard, states the pilots flew like a scalded ape, topping 500 miles per hour, but were unable to catch up to the airliner. We had a 9-minute window and an excess of 100 miles to intercept 175. There was literally no way. From what I understand, F-15s can fly, what, like 2.5 times the speed of sound? I don't know much about that. You guys probably know more about the F-15s than I do. By 8:56, Flight 77 is lost. The FAA already in contact with the Pentagon about two hijackings out of Boston. Notified NORAD of this by 9:24. Flight 175 crashes into World Trade Center. This is 23 minutes after NORAD was notified. So this was 6 in the morning, Pacific time, 9:03 a.m. This is the one that most of us witnessed on the TV. By 9:10, Major General Paul Weaver states Flight 77 came back on the radar at about 9:10 in West Virginia. Another report says the military was notified of Flight 77 several minutes after 9:03. Now, 9:24 a.m., all right, they say at this time the FAA, who about a half hour earlier discovered Flight 77 off course, heading east over West Virginia, notifies NORAD, apparently. Pentagon spokesman says the Pentagon was simply not aware that this aircraft was coming our way. All right, even though there was already hustle and bustle about what was going on, they had no idea that it was coming at them. Then air traffic control learns at 9:28 that Flight 93 has been hijacked. Hour of hell. 9:38, Flight 77 crashes into the Pentagon. 42 minutes after contact was lost. 9:59 a.m., the South Tower of the World Trade Center collapses, the building that was hit secondly. At 10:10 a.m., Flight 93 crashes in Pennsylvania. 10:28, so about a half hour after the first World Trade Center tower collapses, the North Tower collapses, the one that was first hit. Later that evening, the World Trade Center building number 7 collapses, a 47-story skyscraper. It didn't get as much publicity. We all knew that a third tower collapsed, but we were such in shock from the earlier morning's events that there wasn't as much media coverage on the third World Trade Center building. It was building number 7. All right? So there was a lot of question, of course, at the time, I remember. Okay? You know, could we have stopped the planes? Should, you know, our F-15s have intercepted, or should they have gotten there in time? What was going on? I mean, what we did understand, and what I think we did have the feeling of back then, was we were caught with our pants down. Okay? For some reason, we had multiple terrorists be able to load at least 4 flights, okay, infiltrate our system, right, use our own planes on ourselves as weaponry. Kill people on board the plane, kill people in the buildings, kill people in the Pentagon. It was horrifying. And, you know, the shock of this. We're still in shock. You know, I mean, we're right now looking at the TV coverage. Still completely in shock. Same thing with Benghazi a year ago. Completely in shock that something like this could happen. There were stories that, you know, some of the steel was then resold, not all was kept. I don't know what happens when a building gets demolished. You know, there was also, we start to hear stories of, you know, people that should have been there that didn't. Luckily, there was starting to be, conspiracy theories, you know, who would have caused this, who miraculously didn't get killed, did he know about it, et cetera. And I think those started to then pervade much of the news. You know, when people start to grieve, okay, people sometimes don't like to be sad. And so they start to busy their minds, right, or the media or certain bloggers, et cetera, or journalists, et cetera, will sometimes give food for thought, okay? And there was many little rumors out there. All right, I remember that whole phase went into play where people tried to kind of rethink it. And then rethink and detective type work and, so-and-so's behind it, et cetera. And even though we wanted to know who was behind it, you started to get some more of the, sensationalized news at the time, which was kind of scary. Okay. I mean, that really wasn't, you know, wasn't the time or place, but that's all part of the grieving process. Then the blaming process comes. People feel better when they could blame. Okay. People blaming the military for not being there on time. You know, I mean, considering what happened, I don't see how we could, I mean, for us to be able to mount a military response as quickly as we did, I think is amazing. I mean, considering, you know, we're caught with our pants down. But, I mean, I don't blame the military for this happening. There were a variety of things that went wrong. There were a lot of signs we missed. I mean, the World Trade Center was, you know, had been attempted to be bombed in the 90s. Okay, I mean, you would think that, you know, but again, who would have even thought airplane? You know, maybe security was up with, looking for bombs, you know, vans pulling in with bombs, you know, maybe security was up in that route. But the one thing that I think we all are aware of is, you know, bad guys or terrorists, mad ladies, whatever, terrorists, all right, they, bad people, we should call them, to be politically correct, they're always one step ahead, okay? They're going to go the path of least resistance. If now there was so much resistance with the World Trade Center, you know, down on the bottom floor and first story, then nobody's going to be looking on the top floors. And for them to be able to, you know, take over our aircraft like they did was a huge wake-up call. Very scary stuff. Now, of course, we're still behind the curve. Right? So what are we doing? Well, you know, we're screening and we're doing pat downs, et cetera. And we're not allowing box cutters and all that. I mean, good. I mean, you know, we need to. All right. And then we have the internal strife of, oh my gosh, well, they're profiling. They're pulling that person aside and not somebody else. Okay. Well, then fine. You know, if we don't want to look like a country that's profiling, well, then you're going to have to pull everybody aside. And not everybody wants to be pulled aside. Not everybody in the wheelchair, not everybody with catheters, not everybody with colostomy bags want to get the pat down. So we're hearing that. That's been pervading our news. You know, TSA has been the butt of a lot of jokes, right? But, I mean, look, they're doing their job, and I mean, thank God we haven't had another September 11th happen again. I mean, I strongly urge us getting some security advice from Israel on what they do at El Al. Okay, I think they do, you know, I think they're pretty, brilliant. But, you know, as we look at today, okay, you know, again, I really want to play the blame game right now. All right. I know many of us are still mad about Benghazi and still mad. I mean, I think we need to learn from this. In every crisis, yeah, there could be somebody to be blamed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Valley.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In February of 2011, although he filled posts in the State Department for more than 2 years, Obama did not fill the post of Religious Freedom Ambassador, an official that works against religious persecution across the world. He filled it only after heavy pressure from the public and from Congress. We'd like to help you to understand how these things are affecting you and will affect you in the near future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So 60% of uterine cancer cases can actually be preventable. We're talking about 3 out of 5 cases of endometrial cancer. Well, now, apparently, 29,500 cases, they estimate, happen of endometrial cancer, and a good amount of those could possibly be prevented if we exercised more. 30 minutes of exercise a day and avoided excess body fat could hopefully put us in line for endometrial cancer prevention. Now, we've talked about endometrial cancer before, not as much as other cancers on the show, but it's still a very, very scary cancer underdiagnosed. Sometimes the first sign of endometrial cancer is you're having some abnormal periods. Well, how many people out there have abnormal periods? They just think it's an abnormal period, but it's actually bleeding from the endometrial cancer. People don't know. And sometimes I'll have ladies that are in their late 50s going, I guess my period's never stopped. I still bleed. Oh, that's probably not a period.
Right? We'll usually ultrasound, do an endometrial biopsy, sometimes DNC. You know, I always get the gynecologist involved. I don't go down that step. But always we want to evaluate for any abnormal bleeding. But to prevent it, you know, keeping your body fat down is excruciatingly important because body fat produces hormones. And hormones can produce cancer development. So, also, body fat is linked to chronic inflammation. That causes an environment that also encourages cancer development, according to Alice Bender, nutrition communications manager for the American Institute of Cancer Research. Now, there was a report that said drinking one cup of coffee a day could reduce a woman's risk of endometrial cancer by 7%. Not sure if it's caffeinated, decaf, what. I don't like coffee, so I guess I'm screwed. Eating high glycemic index foods, sugary items, which I do like, increases cancer risk. They say the risk goes up 15% for every 50 units of glycemic load. That stinks. I know, it's hysterectomy time for me. Of course, you know, your sugary foods can influence estrogen, influence insulin, etc. Now, they say 49,600 new cases, so about 50,000 cases of endometrial cancer occur each year in the United States. That's more than ovarian cancer and cervical cancer combined. That's why this is such an underreported, underdiscussed cancer. Now, if you guys are going to the gynecologist or your family doc, internist, etc., you're getting your pap smear, right, and they are suggesting an ultrasound, or they feel something a little bit off with the uterus and suggest an ultrasound, you are being then screened for it. There's no true screen for endometrial cancer, but getting your pap smear done, getting an ultrasound could hopefully pick up something. I picked up endometrial cancer once just because there was some funny cells on the pap smear. Turned out it wasn't cervical cancer, it was endometrial cancer. So, you know, when we hear that pap smears could be put off every few years, yeah, you know, maybe that's true for people that are very, very healthy and know for 100% sure that their partner isn't cheating and giving them HPV. But, you know, if you have any issues, pelvic pain, abnormal bleeding, etc., you got to get it checked out and keep your weight down. Now, the one suggestion with the coffee is coffee contains antioxidants, like chlorogenic acid. Since the antioxidants are supposed to prevent DNA damage, maybe improve insulin sensitivity, inhibit glucose absorption in the intestine, maybe that is what is, you know, decreasing the risk. But endometrial cancer is one of those cancers that is related to weight. Now, another thing that can put you at risk for endometrial cancer is taking hormone therapy, like estrogen, without taking progesterone if you still have a uterus. Taking unopposed estrogen, just continual estrogen, with not enough progesterone could cause endometrial lining buildup. And so the progesterone is supposed to protect against that risk. So for those of you that had a hysterectomy, we'll just give you estrogen. But if you still have a uterus, don't be just taking extra estrogen on your own. That could put you at risk for endometrial cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So drugs.com is reporting the study that suggests financial incentives for docs may improve care. Ah, that's nice. Personally, I'm insulted by that. You don't have to pay me extra to treat my patients good. I treat my patients well, and I've been paid like crap, so you don't have to pay me extra. I love the fact, though, that people are not talking about cutting the doctor's pay, so I do welcome this study. All right. So, anyway, two studies in the September 11th issue of the Journal of the American Medical Association, JAMA, looked at the effect that provided pay-for-performance incentives on cardiovascular care and blood pressure. They saw improvements in care when doctors received incentives, but those improvements, they said, were modest. You see, to me, I took the Hippocratic Oath. You know, I mean, I'm going to take care of a patient whether there's money involved or not. That's the way it is. They say maybe the incentives didn't have as much of an impact is because there's so many cases to the pieces to the healthcare puzzle. There's a patient piece, a healthcare system piece, a technology piece, according to Rowena Delore, who is, I guess, the co-author of the study. They say maybe if we align the pieces so they come together, we can make larger improvements in healthcare. So I guess the first study looked at small primary practice groups in New York City who had a high percentage of Medicaid patients. To be included, the practice had to have fewer than 10 doctors. There were about 42 practices in the incentive group and the other 42 in the comparison control group that did not use incentives. So I guess a city program provided the doctors with electronic record software and assistance for using it. Incentive provided to the doctors varied based on the patient, maybe an extra $40 for a patient with chronic illness. If someone had a chronic illness and no insurance, the incentive jumped to $80. Okay? The maximum incentive per patient was $200. Damn, that is good. That's way more than what we get already with insurance. Blood pressure control, they said, was achieved in nearly 10% of patients without diabetes or a heart condition in the incentivized patients, but only 4% in the control group. Okay, now you see, okay, if a patient is taking, I mean, if a patient's not taking their medication, or if the patient's having difficulty tolerating the medication, okay, yes, the doctor has to become involved, but sometimes getting blood pressure in control, it's not always the doctor. I mean, you know, all I could do is educate, and all I could do is write the prescription and recommend the follow-up. All right, if somebody doesn't take it at home, somebody doesn't like the medicine, there's only so much power you have. They say aspirin and other blood thinners were appropriately prescribed for 12% of patients with diabetes or ischemic vascular disease when incentivized, but only 6% in the control group practices. So what do you think it is? Do you think that maybe the doctors spent more time? Maybe because they weren't losing money on the patient, they were spending more time? Could that be what they're getting at? I hate the idea to think that a doctor making more money is going to do a better job, because usually when I see a patient, I have no idea what I'm going to get paid. Yeah, you kind of get an idea, Medicaid, Medicare, you know, some of the state health insurances versus the private insurances. I mean, I'm sure you kind of get, but I don't think about that. I don't have time to think about what the financial reimbursement is. I'm too worried about what the patient can afford in terms of if I order a test, etc. So, again, this kind of blows my mind. Then they said a second study was conducted at 12 VA centers, right, and had 83 primary care physicians, 42 non-physician personnel like nurses and pharmacists. They basically, you know, divided people into groups receiving an incentive to practice, incentive to both the physician and the practice, etc., so that even the nurses could benefit from the incentive. They said an individual physician could earn nearly $3,000 for meeting certain outcomes. They say the study looked at whether patients achieved blood pressure levels according to guidelines versus uncontrolled blood pressure, etc., and they found that it was increased slightly with the incentive group. Now, you know, some of you are like, okay, well, why do we care what doctors get paid, etc.? Well, as we're moving towards a socialized system, okay, and as your wait time to get into that doctor is going to lengthen, you're going to want the biggest bang for your buck. And you're going to want to make sure you are getting the best care at the time. However, while you're waiting weeks to get in, and while your insurance is going to skeleton crew type of insurance, right, your doctors in the meantime are leaving healthcare. And they're going to be burdened with the socialized medicine health system. So, unfortunately, for you to understand the whole piece of the healthcare puzzle, it may not hurt to see what's going on the other end. And doctors used to like fee-for-service. They really buck the HMOs, you know? I don't know where this will go. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877, Doc Sally.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Remember the little 12-year-old girl from Little Rock, Arkansas, Kaylee Hartig, who had acquired the amoeba infection, the Naegleria fowleri that went up into her brain and started eating it and had the primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. She has been released from the hospital, something usually unheard of because this is so highly deadly. Very, very excited that we are able to see her go home. You see her being wheeled out. She's smiling. She's happy. She had contracted it from a local water park, which since then has closed. Doctors believe an experimental drug helped Kaylee fight off the infection. What they did was they induced a coma and cooled her body to 93 degrees in order to preserve the brain tissue. Then they got the experimental anti-amoeba drug from the CDC, had no idea if it would work, but I guess it did. She's playing with her, she's planning on playing with the dog when she gets home, and she is planning on going back to school on Monday. Part-time. She's going to say hi to her classmates on Friday. You know, and I know many of you think, you know, kids are happy to be away from school, but, I mean, it's a social network. With me, I hated being away from school. I couldn't wait to go back to school. All right? So now, when asked her advice to all children, she said, use nose plugs when you swim at water parks. Two other children have contracted also the parasite this summer. Unfortunately, both of the other children died. We talked about how high water temperatures, low water levels is kind of an ideal breeding ground, according to WTSP, for these amoebas. So, you know, we'll hear of these infestations that happen or these infections that happen in, you know, the southern United States, southeastern, where, you know, I mean, we were talking about a water park for crying out loud, a water park. We aren't even talking about jumping into a lake. I mean, but apparently, you know, these things can are pretty sturdy and can outlive a lot. So, excellent news, seeing Kaylee Hardig leave the hospital. More excellent news. There's new Botox treatment now that has been approved by the FDA for crow's feet. Again, it's temporary, but the injected drug marketed as Botox Cosmetic, even though it's been approved for wrinkles and lines between the eyebrows, we haven't been using it judiciously on crow's feet, which happened by the eyes. Okay? Now FDA has approved it. Botox, of course, is made from a toxin produced by the bacterium Clostridium botulinum. This used to be the bacteria that scared the living daylights out of us. We were afraid to open up a can that was puffy because it'd be botulism, and botulism could kill. Neurotoxin, but somebody figured out that it paralyzes the muscles in very small dilute dosages, and it makes us look young and pretty. I have not used Botox yet, but I am planning to as my middle age progresses. It does come with a boxed warning that says that the effects of the toxin could spread from the injection site to other sides of the other parts of the body, but thus far we've never seen a confirmed case of that. You could actually use this for underarm sweating, hyperhidrosis, issues with your vocal cords. There's a variety of things. Migraines, they've been able to use this for, all right? But crow's feet, you know, that give us that, you know, where it looks like crow's feet like by the eyes, kind of like maybe like a sun lines or whatever. Yeah. When you get Botox, sometimes you can get a little bit of swelling from the eyelids, all right? But, you know, we women, we really care about looking good. You know, and so sometimes we'll take the swelling as long as it gets rid of the wrinkles. Remember, it's not permanent. It's temporary. Botox is made by Allergan, based in Irvine, California. They do have a couple competitors, according to USA Today, Xeomin and Dysport. They also contain botulism toxins, are all approved for frown lines, but Botox has been the first to have been approved for a crow's feet. Very good news. Pretty exciting stuff. Now, not so good news for this doctor who covered up a patient's eyes and, I guess, put stickers on her face when she was under anesthesia. And the Los Angeles woman is now suing the hospital and the anesthesiologist for putting mustache and stickers on her face during surgery. I don't even think it's a funny prank. Not sure why the doctor did this. The unidentified woman worked as a surgical supply purchaser at the hospital. Her co-workers affixed a fake mustache above her lip and yellow teardrops below her left eye before a nurse snapped a photo, according to the suit. Okay? So it was a co-workers who did this. All right? She says perhaps the most vulnerable position any human being will ever endure in their life is a time when they're placed under full anesthesia, according to the lawsuit. They said the sole purpose was to humiliate and embarrass the patient. The woman learned of the prank when she returned to work after the October 2011 surgery, and coworkers had seen some of the photos. She claims other coworkers avoided her. Okay, so she filed suit against Dr. Patrick King of Torrance Memorial Medical Center on August 15th in L.A. County Superior Court. Guess the hospital had acknowledged the mustache photo incident. All right. Said the prank was intended to be humorous in nature. The anesthesiologist and the nurse, they said, did demonstrate poor judgment. Okay. But they say most of the woman's allegations were factually inaccurate, grossly exaggerated, and fabricated. Okay. But they do agree that a breach of professionalism occurred. Now, okay. Here's the thing. So she's suing for mental anguish, emotional, physical distress. This is exactly what I had told you about in terms of coworkers, relationships with coworkers, how it could go bad, okay? I don't know what type of relationship she had with these coworkers. Did they always pull pranks on each other? Did her coworkers think this could be some pretty funny stuff? And did they think she would appreciate that type of humor? So they didn't think they were doing anything wrong. They were buddies, you know, hanging out, right? Or just giving each other some, you know, crap. They covered her eyes for her, you know, for publicity, etc. I'm not saying it's right, but what I'm saying is things like this happen all the time where coworkers go too far. They don't realize they went too far because they're buddies, and then all of a sudden turn around and get sued. You know, one of my favorite shows out there is Impractical Jokers, where the guys do, you know, force each other to do embarrassing things, etc. Okay, every now and then they will photograph each other sleeping, or post an embarrassing video on them. Okay, and they made a show of it. All right, this is what people do. I'm not saying it's still a form of bullying, but I mean, friends embarrass each other all the time. How many of you have taken a picture of your buddy drunk, right? Just to later show it to them, right? Okay. I mean, this is what people do. Unfortunately, this went a few steps too far. And rather than her saying, yeah, you guys got me on that one, she sues. And the doctor that allowed that to happen is in trouble. Okay? Now, this is exactly what I was talking to you guys about when some of you say some dirty jokes at work. Okay? I know you hear a real funny dirty joke, right? You watch a movie, so then you come in the next day, set the water cooler, you tell everybody what you saw, you know, the movie was about. Well, if somebody finds that offensive, they can actually make a claim for sexual harassment. Alright? Oh, but come on, we joke around all the time. No. The joking around all the time ends as soon as somebody decides to sue. See, at first when I saw this case, I'm like, okay, I don't understand this. This doctor is really out of it. This doctor, whoever did this to her, had to have lost it. Why would you take a random patient and make fun of them like that or whatever? And I'm not saying what happened was right by any means, but now you're starting to see what they did. Okay, one of their buddies was going into surgery. So what did they do when they were going into surgery? They decided to kind of, you know, draw a mustache on her, or a sticker mustache, take a picture, then they took it off. Ha, ha, ha. They didn't think they were hurting her or whatever. But, yeah, mental anguish, she's suing. And she has a right to sue, to be honest. She does. That was an embarrassing picture when she was under anesthesia. Nobody should have been there when she was under anesthesia except the doctor and all the doctors and the scrub tech, circulating nurse. So, you know, you may think somebody is somebody you could joke around with, but if there's a, you know, if they have a suit, there's going to be a suit. So be smart about it, people. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. You all be safe out there. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Facebook. God bless.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape.
escape tactics taught by SEAL Team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.